This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. Well, thanks for having me. My name's Irene Lefton, and I'm a customer success executive in the Bay Area. Right now, I'm between companies, but my typical role is as a VP of customer success. I tend to do that in early stage companies, and I've held that role multiple times. And last year, I spent most of the year building out the CS team for a security company. But I've been in the post-sale customer management world for a really long time. I'm not going to age myself. Originally, I started off building and managing professional services organizations, especially in software companies. And over the years, I built and led all the different various teams that now fall under the customer success umbrella, things like technical support, advocacy, renewals, account management, customer success management, education, and of course, adoption. So currently, I'm finishing up a book that I'm writing, which is called Who Speaks for the Customer. I expect to wrap it up this year, and it's an economic study of the subscription business and why being customer-centric drives growth, and it's targeted towards MBA students. And I work on evangelizing the customer success function in two ways. One, I'm involved with the Customer Success Leadership Network. I co-chair the governing council there, and I'm also on the standards committee for the Customer Success Association. And when I'm not writing or speaking or doing podcasts or evangelizing customer success, I'm advising a number of early stage software startups. So that's me.
Irene, how are you involved with user adoption?
So customer success is all about retaining, sustaining, and growing business. And you do that by adding value and meeting customers' expected business outcomes. You find customer success mostly in the subscription world of SaaS software, but subscriptions are starting to be everywhere. And subscription models require customer success. In fact, LinkedIn named customer success as one of the top job titles of 2018. I think it was in the top five. So how does that relate to user adoption? Well, having customers be successful, it's really multidimensional. And I do talk about this in my book a little bit. It's about usability. It's matching the business needs with what your customers actually get when they buy your product. It's communication and relationship building. It's advocacy and tracking that through Net Promoter Scores, NPS, or customer satisfaction surveys. It's about adding value, and it's about getting the right content and education. And much of this is all related to positive, strong user adoption of products. So it becomes really foundational, and that's what drives growth and retention. So in my view, there's both good and bad types of user adoption. It's really important, I think, to understand that in a customer's journey with your business, they might, quote unquote, adopt your software and use your product for a lot of different reasons. And some of those are good and some are bad. So they might use it for compliance or because it's easy or cheap, or hopefully they're using it because it gives them immediate value. They might also adopt and use your product in spite of not liking it or finding it difficult or cumbersome, because we know that the buyer is not always the user. And customer success relies heavily on maximizing something called customer lifetime value, CLV. And we use the customer journey to build playbooks and to ensure that everything a customer needs happens at the right time for them, in order for them to be successful. And each customer's journey is different, but all of it ties in with what I would consider user adoption.
Irene, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
So I think you have to look at user adoption from the customer perspective. That's how you make it successful. And whether it's good or bad adoption, as I've just described, how they view your company is going to be pretty different. So you want to look for the successes. And I mentioned that customer success is multidimensional. The successes happen when you hit all the buttons. You're adding value. It's quick. you have great support and customer business relationships across the organization. You've mapped your customer journey and you kind of know what customers are at what stages along that journey and what they need in order to be moving to the next stage and continue to get value. Your product matches what they think they purchased and you have good communication. They talk to you, they return your phone calls, and the product is loved and it's easy to use. Sounds like heaven, you know, or you have training that makes it easy and there's high user adoption. So all of that builds advocacy, and that's what is what you need for expansion, for retention, and for growth. But the challenges come when you miss any one of those things. So there's a whole lot of things that can make it successful, but you miss hitting one of those buttons, just one, and the customer might not find that they're happy and satisfied. And maybe they didn't have a clear picture of what they were buying, because as I mentioned, the buyer is not always the user. So they don't perceive the value, and they might think that you sold them something wrong or something different than what they need. Perhaps communication isn't great. There's animosity there. They don't return your phone calls. There's lots of complaints or escalations. Maybe the relationship isn't strong because you had built it with one person, and that was your internal advocate, and they left. So you don't have any other depth in the organization. Maybe the product usability is lacking, so it's not easy to use, and you don't have the right programmatic education or processes or playbooks to help overcome that. Or maybe you need partners to help overcome that. But the product is still adopted. In other words, it's installed. It might even be being used, but it isn't necessarily a success.
Irene, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So two really important things, I think. So first would be listen to your customers. Understand who they are. I think it's really important that you have a customer-centric culture and that that happens across the whole organization. You need someone in seat in the C-suite who owns this. Maybe it's a VP of customer success. I've been in that seat multiple times. Or maybe it's a chief customer officer. But take the time to understand their business needs and talk to them in person. Observe them using your product, map the customer journey, including where there's friction. Don't avoid the friction and keep that journey map up to date, because you need to have a good understanding of your customer and listen to them across the whole organization. And someone needs to be the voice of the customer when business decisions are being made. I did a blog post and a podcast on journeys recently on LinkedIn and Service Rocket's Helping Sales Radio that kind of describes this. And the second area is use the data to drive your decision making. You can actually build telemetry into your product to observe how it's being used. This helps you understand the product adoption, who's using what and what they're doing, and it helps with your customer success. As much as you can, measure and track everything. And there's actually ways to track almost anything. You can understand what kind of issues are coming into support, what parts of the product they're in, what customer interactions are happening, who's having meetings and QBRs, and how frequently, when people are returning phone calls, when people are adding users or expanding, when they're leaving, and how deployments are going, when you're first installing, and are you hitting the milestones? You can figure out who's signing on and who's using the system. And you have to do both. You have to both listen and understand your customers, and you have to use the data. I don't think you can do either one successfully and make good decisions. I've even had a customer tell me outright as a lie that they love the product and they're using it every day, when our back-end telemetry showed that they hadn't even signed on in months. And that customer churned. And they just didn't want to admit it to their customer success manager, who they had a good relationship to. It was a conflicting conversation, and they didn't want to have it, so they just churned. And if you aren't both talking to your customers and looking at the data, you're not going to be successful in growing your business.
Irene, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, for me personally, I'm on LinkedIn, Irene Lefton. And if you send me a connection request, do me a favor and please mention this podcast so that I know why you're connecting with me. Otherwise, I'm not likely to accept your invitation, because I get a lot of requests, unless we've actually met. But you can always follow me. And there's two organizations I mentioned that I participate in. One is the Customer Success Leadership Network, and you can find us on LinkedIn. We have a company page there, or on our website, which is customersuccessnetwork.com. And there are blogs and videos from our past events there. In fact, if you happen to be in the Bay Area, our group events are usually held on the fourth Thursday of every month. And you can find us on meetup.com under Customer Success Networking. And then the Customer Success Association is the other organization that I'm involved with. And they have a huge LinkedIn group that you can request to join. And you can find that at the Customer Success Association on LinkedIn. Or the website is customersuccessassociation.com. And I think with these resources, you can kind of understand a little bit more about how customer success and user adoption are related or intertwined. There are many, many great blogs and podcasts, this one among them, that talk about this topic. And if you go to the Customer Success Association website and look at the page for consultants and look at the page for CS vendors, every single one of those consultants and vendors has a website, and most of them have really, really good content. It's way too much to list here, and there are many favorites to name.
Well, thanks, Irene.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.